Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and I'm glad you're with us today for day number 61 of our three-year journey through the Bible, one chapter at a time. We're looking to see Christ in every chapter of Scripture, to see Scripture as one story of God's dealing with His people, and we are in the part of God's story that focuses on Joseph. And Joseph has been thrown into prison because he was falsely accused of attempted rape by Potiphar's wife. Let's pray, and then we'll pick up Joseph's story in Genesis chapter 40. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your protection of your people, your promise that you never leave us nor forsake us, and for always being with us and always using us for your purposes, Father. Help us to see your hand at work in today's passage, and then by faith to see your hand at work in our lives today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Genesis chapter 40. Sometime after this, the cupbearer of the king of Egypt and his baker committed an offense against their lord, the king of Egypt, and Pharaoh was angry with his two officers, the chief cupbearer and the chief baker, and he put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard in the prison where Joseph was confined. The captain of the guard appointed Joseph to be with them, and he attended them. They continued for some time in custody, and one night they both dreamed. The cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were confined in the prison, each his own dream, and each dream with its own interpretation. When Joseph came to them in the morning, he saw that they were troubled. So he asked Pharaoh's officers, who were with him in custody of his master's house, "Why are your faces downcast today?" They said to him, "We have had dreams, and there is no one to interpret them." And Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Please tell them to me." So the chief cupbearer told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "In my dream there was a vine before me, and on the vine there were three branches. As soon as it budded, its blossoms shot forth, and the clusters ripened into grapes. Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand." Then Joseph said to him, "This is its interpretation. The three branches are 3 days. In 3 days Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your office, and you shall place Pharaoh's cup in his hand as formerly when you were his cupbearer. Only remember me when it is well with you, and please do to me the kindness to mention me to Pharaoh, and so get me out of this house. For I was indeed stolen out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also I have done nothing that they should put me into the pit." When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was favorable, he said to Joseph, "I also had a dream, and there were 3 cake baskets on my head, and in the uppermost basket there was all sorts of baked food for Pharaoh, but the birds were eating it out of the basket on my head." And Joseph answered and said, "This is its interpretation. The 3 baskets are 3 days. In 3 days Pharaoh will lift up your head from you and hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat the flesh from you." On the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, he made a feast for all his servants and lifted up the head of the chief cupbearer and the head of the chief baker among his servants. He restored the chief cupbearer to his position, and he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand, but he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. This is God's holy word, Genesis chapter 40 in the ESV. Well, we find Joseph in prison. We already know he's been given favor by the keeper of the prison, and thus he's basically put in charge of everyone who comes there. This prison is not a nice place to be. You would not want to be here. Joseph describes it as the pit, and it was that. It was a dark pit dungeon. There would be probably a little bit of a window up in the ceiling area where some light would shine in sometimes, but just not clean, not sanitary, not a pleasant place to be at all, is what ancient pit prisons were like, and that's where Joseph found himself. But in come one day two members of Pharaoh's court, two of his lead servants, his chief cupbearer. That's an important position because the chief cupbearer would take a sip out of anything that Pharaoh was about to drink and then hand it to Pharaoh. So if it was poisoned, the chief cupbearer would take that poison and die, right? Or if it was not poisoned, he could hand it to the king. Nehemiah has the same position in the book of Nehemiah, so we see that connection there. He's in a position of trust. The chief baker is also in a great position of trust because he's baking the things that Pharaoh is going to eat. And of course, if he was a wicked person, he could bake something poisonous or something dangerous within what Pharaoh is eating and could poison him over time, and probably no one would know about it. So these are both really high-ranking positions of trust. And they both end up in prison, and they continue for some time in custody, and the same night, they both have dreams, right? One night, they both dream. Of course, this is by God's providence. And it's 3 days before Pharaoh's birthday. So God is planning things. God knows what he's doing. God is orchestrating everything. Apparently, the baker is not a great guy. Maybe he was up to no good because God gave him a pretty bad dream, and that dream came true, and his end was not so great. The cupbearer, though, apparently he was wrongly accused and was a good guy and was restored to his place. But anyway, we see Joseph here. He's blessed and privileged to be in a place where he's able to take care of these guys so that he's in a position to ask them about their dreams. He's gifted enough to be able to be skilled to interpret their dreams. That's a gift from God. Joseph gives credit to God, right? They say, we have had dreams. There's no one to interpret them. Joseph says, do not interpretations belong to God? Please tell them to me. That's in verse 8. So we see Joseph giving glory to God that he's the source of dream interpretation. Joseph's not taking the credit for himself. And he tells the chief cupbearer the meaning of his dream. In 3 days, you're going to be restored, and you're going to once again put the cup in Pharaoh's hand. And then to the chief baker, he says, in 3 days, Pharaoh's going to lift up your head from you and hang you on a tree. It's very dramatic how that's revealed. And then that's how it plays out in the narration of the text. The third day, he lifts up the head of the chief cupbearer and the head of the chief baker. Like, they both are restored out of prison. They both come out of the pit, which is a joyous time. I mean, if you've been in the pit prison and you're coming out of the pit prison, good day for you. I mean, you're just ready to go. Well, the baker's got to be thinking in the back of his mind, what if Joseph was right? I mean, he doesn't know Joseph. He doesn't really know if his interpretation was accurate. Right now, it just seems like they're both getting out of prison. The cupbearer goes to his position, but the chief baker is hanged. And then, the very last verse of the chapter, yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. Forgotten. All this buildup, all this anticipation. Finally, he has access to Pharaoh's court. Finally, he's able to use the gift that God has given him to interpret dreams. Finally, he is someone who's going to mention him to Pharaoh and get him out of this prison pit where he's been languishing for all this time. But it is going to be 2 years. We can peek ahead to see the beginning of chapter 41, verse 1. After 2 whole years, Pharaoh dreamed. So it's going to be 2 more years. And that's the reason why Joseph is forgotten, because it's not yet time. It's not yet time. Joseph will be needed when Pharaoh dreams his dream, and Joseph will be right where Pharaoh needs him to be, where he can be sent for, and he can be cleaned up, and he can interpret that dream. It's not yet time. God is in control of the times and seasons of our lives, but he knows where to put us, how long to put us there, how long to move us out from there. We need to trust his providence. We need to learn the lessons that he's teaching us, where he has us. And we need to wait on his timing. You know, Jesus was in the world for 30 years before he was anointed with the Holy Spirit and entered into his messianic ministry. And then he entered into his messianic ministry. It was 3.5 years probably before he ended up taking our sins upon himself on the cross, and he had to have patience. He had to move wisely according to God's providence to different places at different times. And so we need to trust God to be the God of our times and seasons. Use the gifts he's given us to bless others, give glory to him for the gifts that he's given us, but wait on his timing. because He will use us for what He has ordained in His timing according to His purposes. Let's pray. Father, thank You for loving us, for ordering the events of our lives with perfect wisdom, for using us for Your glory in this world. What a privilege it is to know You and to be used by You in this world. We don't deserve that. It's a gift from Your grace. Help us to be patient. Help us to be faithful. Help us to trust You. Help us to use whatever gifts You've given us to bless and serve others. And help us always to give You the glory for it all as we look for what You're going to do in our lives according to Your timing and for Your purposes. We pray this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Tomorrow, we're going to jump over to the Psalms. It's day 62, and we're going to go to Psalms 10 through 12. So we get three Psalms, which is kind of what we've been doing when we go to the Psalms. So hope you can join us for that. Have a blessed day in the Lord.